Right, lady, yes, in dark there, please, in the middle.
Yeah, I'm Iris Perry from Lewes near Brighton. About 3 years ago, I saw a neurologist who used me as a teaching aid, and I sat before about 20 students who questioned me. None of them, not one, knew anything about post-polio. Mm-hmm. They said that it wasn't being taught in their curriculum or referred to in the Brighton hospitals at all. I don't know whether that's changed during the last 3 years, but from my experience, it hasn't. Surely that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Again, I mean, quite a lot of these questions are all things that the expert panel are actually currently addressing. There's a branch of the panel which is looking at what we need to campaign about and getting information to the masses and information to the medical profession is one of those areas we're definitely thinking about what needs to be done and what is being done currently. I know, I mean, personally, I teach on the King's course for physiotherapy students, so I know it is included in some people's curriculum. I don't know that it's included in everybody's, but certainly that is something that we're looking at trying to address.
Where are we?
Sue Chaplin from West Somerset. Just to refer to the lady about the cramp, I found very useful the bio-tissue salts, number 8, manganese phosphate. And I've helped so many people who have suffered from cramps and told them to try that. It really is very, very helpful.
What was that name again? The bio?
It's bio-tissue salts.
Bio-tissue salts.
You can get them in all the health shops, and you want number 8, which is manganese phosphate.
Okay.
Might be helpful for quite a lot of people.
They help that lady, so they could help somebody else.
Linda Whitby, Northwest Kent Branch. Alex, you mentioned about exercise in water, and I found a hydropool very beneficial, but there are very few hydropools about. Mm. In the area I live, we were having the third new pool being built, and none of them are hydropools. Though they have sessions for disabled people, they're not of the right temperature that we need. Mm. I'm just wondering whether the Polio Fellowship or the expert panel can sort of get this through to local authorities responsible for building new pools and facilities, because they're beneficial to lots of people to do exercise.
Yep, they are. I think you're right. I think probably quite a lot of pools in hospitals are being closed as part of cost-saving measures. But I think, I mean, the panel are open to suggestions about what you want us to campaign about on your behalf. So if that's something that everybody feels strongly about, then that needs to be taken forward, really, so that we can think about that. With some of the things we are thinking about is orthotics, but if hydro is also a really important issue to members, then that needs to be raised.
I think it is for people who've had polio, they need...
Has this come up to the expert panel as such?
It hasn't, no. I don't think this is something we've even touched upon.
I know certainly orthotics as such must have done.
Yeah,
presumably, yes.
Yeah. But not the issue of hydro.
Right, can we have somebody right in the far corner at the back, and Yvonne, a lady in the front, next, please.
It's Pat Galvin, Berkshire Branch, Basingstoke Circle. It's referring to what the lady was just saying, and also because of this national service framework for long-term conditions, I've been told that I'm only allowed 6 sessions a year under the NHS, and so I've had to go to for hydrotherapy to the private clinic in Basingstoke, and they do what they call a splash session. And if you're the expert panel could campaign, because it's the one thing, swimming and the pool have kept me going, and a lot of other people too.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's certainly something that I think we'll take on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think the lady down in the front was sort of saying some local hospitals do have sessions which are open to people for a small fee, and some hospitals don't. It is very dependent on where you live. It's a bit of a lottery, certainly.
Lady in the front.
I'm Jim Williams, and I live in Horsham, which is fairly local to this area. In 2005, I contacted central office and inquired as to how one knew the difference between old age and PPS.
Join the club.
I was advised to contact my GP. Uh-huh. He sent a referral to a hospital in Haywards Heath. That was late, 2005. I got an appointment letter in February of 2006 telling me that there was a waiting list of 10 to 11 months and I would be contacted. Fair enough. I then phoned them this April to be informed that I wouldn't be seen at least before August. So I still don't know if I've got old age or PPS.
It's obviously PPS. It's not old age, I guess.
So what advice? I've since contacted my doctor because another consultant, I've got shoulder problems, has said that he won't continue any further treatment until they know what the situation with my body is, which is fair comment. And I'm now waiting to hear yet again whether a letter has been sent, whether they're digging their heads in the sand again, or perhaps I'm too old.
Okay. I mean, I think the problem with PPS is that it's a syndrome, so it's a collection of symptoms. There's not one nice, easy test that you can do that suggests whether you've got it or you haven't got it. It's really about ruling out everything else. So I'm sorry you're having so many troubles actually getting to see someone, but it really is about ruling out that it's not other neurological conditions, which obviously can happen, whether you've had polio or not. Sometimes people want to do things called EMG studies, which again aren't conclusive but are suggestive of whether you've got PPS or not. Whether it's old age, well, I think probably most people know whether, when they look at their peers, whether their deterioration is faster than their peers or whether actually this is what's happening to all of their friends and family of a similar age around them. So I think that's probably something that people tend to instinctively know, whether actually what's happening is normal or not.